Hi, this is Andrew Ramirez with AndrewRamirez.org with a new update for November the 18th. And this is entitled, The Relentless Rise of Bastard Stepchildren and the Evil Stepdad. You know, when I think of a stepdad, I think of beer cans and wife beater t-shirts. When I think of a stepchild, I think of redheads and freckles. Yet, I don't drink beer cans, and I don't wear wife beater shirts, and my daughter doesn't have red hair or freckles. So what's the matter with this picture? I think for too long our society has downplayed reality and too loosely used derogatory terms because they're not representative of the quote-unquote normal American family. Anytime something is different, we as a society tend to add some negative connotation to it. Well, I'm here to tell you that if you fall into the category of someone who is still holding on to the notion of a normal American family where nuclear families, abstinence until marriage, and one-partner relationships exist, you may have another thing coming. This is the threat to the American family. You see, it seems that, to me, divorce is rising, teenage pregnancy is rising, one-night stands are rising, and having multiple sex or life partners is rising. Based on my general observation, I conclude that if these and other factors are rising, so too then will the mixed family. It's inevitable that we will have more red-headed, freckled kids and more wife-beater-wearing, beer-drinking dads. You still with me? Our American family structure is under attack. We're in World War III. And you know, this stuff hits close to home, especially for me. I can plainly see how all of this will change the face of the American family, how it has changed the American family. As a matter of fact, it changed the face of my family, so I know firsthand. And now, I'm now considered a stepdad. I've become a statistic. And when I checked for references, it confirmed, and the statistics are staggering. According to the U.S. Census Bureau statistics, one-third of all children entering step families were born to an unmarried mother rather than having divorced parents. 40% of unmarried mothers are living with a father at the time of birth, but because of the fragility of cohabitating relationships, one in three of these break up. 1,300 new step families are forming every day. Over 50% of U.S. families are remarried or recoupled. The average American family only lasts 7 years. Out of two marriages end in divorce. 75% of those remarry. And on and on. There's so many more statistics. So it's apparent that we have a new American family. It's sad but true. These statistics summarize the facts. Stepdads and stepchildren. It's now clear that the normal American family is the mixed family. So there you have it. If you have a nuclear family, you are now redheaded and freckled, and your dad now wears wife beaters and drinks beer. It's a little weird because I come from the old normal family, and now I live in the new normal family. Talk about a trendsetter. So what's the point of all this? I guess the point is that we're living in a new reality. We live in a society where American family has changed. We live in a society where mixed families are the norm. We live in a society where our moral standards have changed. We live in a society where it's difficult to find an innocent relationship. It's difficult to find one that is kind and has no baggage. For example, I'm almost 35 now, and since high school, I've never gone out with a girl or a woman that was a virgin, hadn't had multiple sex partners, or had one or more children. And not only the sluts either. Even the nice girls. And no, it's not the old Catholic upbringing that is focused on the virginity thing. It's just that, well, it's more difficult now than ever to find a relationship that doesn't come complete with supersized jumbo combo package of closet skeletons, untrust, insecurity, abandonment, and judgment in both your partners and their children. And as such, most relationships never have a chance from the start. And in turn, we continue to perpetuate this negative cycle of partner turnovers and play daddies. So this is my call to action for family survival. I guess having been through all of the trials and tribulations of a mixed family, I ask that we stop the criticism. I ask that we look for a solution. I ask that we try and understand the difficulty of living in a world where past relationships scar partners. I ask that we become more sensitive to those people who find that trust is so difficult to earn because someone has already abandoned and broken their hearts. We have to wake up and recognize that our moral standards have declined or changed. And because of this change, our families are faced with more challenges and struggles than ever before. We need to educate our youth. We need to educate our young adults. We need to warn them of the consequences, difficulties, and dangers of our celebritized sex, drugs, and rock and roll-filled society. We need to protect them. We need to restore the balance, restore love, respect, communication, honor. We must, or our society will suffer. Now, I've made the commitment from going from nuclear family to mixed family and taking it back, from stepdad to real dad, from having my daughter referred to as just plain old daughter. And how? Through education. I'll educate my children and anyone else who's willing to listen. I'm making my pact to restore innocence, love, respect, and honor in the hopes that someday my children, and perhaps yours, can have a relationship that is open and honest and without barriers. And all I ask is that you join me. This is Andrew Ramirez saying, P.S., chances are one-third of you who are reading this share the same experience. You're either a stepdad, stepmom, or a stepchild. My appeal to you, share your story. Let's breed confidence, happiness, and joy. Let's not perpetuate this cycle of insecure and confused children. Help stand the consequences of both our and their actions. Let's restore our family. Let's do it together. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.